Crime Tourism, the Ethics and Regulation of International Markets for Organs. Medical tourism is the travel of residents of one country to another country for treatment. In this article, I focus on travel abroad to purchase organs for transplant, what I will call transplant tourism. With the exception of Iraq, organ sale is illegal across the globe, but many destination countries have thriving black markets, either due to their willful failure to police the practice or more good faith lack of resources to detect it. I focus on the sale of kidneys, the most common subject of transplant tourism, though much of what I say could be applied to other organs as well. Part 1 briefly reveals some data on sellers, recipients, and brokers. Part 2 discusses the bioethical issues posed by the trade, and Part 3 focuses on potential regulations to deal with these issues. Part 1 Understanding transplant tourism markets. There are three important players in the international markets for organs: sellers, recipients, and brokers. I will summarize some data on each, but have discussed the existing data in much greater depth elsewhere. I will call those who sell their kidneys sellers, not donors. Because donor connotes a certain amount of altruism debt, as we will see, is largely absent in their motivations. The growth of transplant tourism has many causes, including scientific advances enabling the widespread availability of the immunosuppressive drug cyclosporine, which has broadened the community of potential kidney providers. The growth of aging populations in the developed world and the rise of diseases of affluence, which have increased the demand of organs. And finally, the developing world has seen a growth of relatively high-quality medical personnel who face low employment opportunities and/or salary, making them more vulnerable to corruption and enabling the growth of the black market.